It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Joe Galewski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Brought to you this week and every week by YouBeauty.com and Morning Night Multivitamins. Join us on the show, udocs@gmail.com, YOUDOCS@gmail.com. A shout out to a new affiliate, part of the big Radio MD family, WTIS, Inspiration Talk Radio, Tampa, Florida. Welcome in, and proud to have you on the Radio MD network, so you can enjoy all the shows on the network, including us here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, WTIS, 1110 on the AM dial in Tampa, Florida. Our guest at 34 past the hour. So, you can bribe someone to lose weight. Is that true, Dr. Mike?
Well, that was the story at Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic had took 50 people and put them in each of two segments. And the two groups, one group was in the had weight training, weight loss, and they also had not only weight loss, the weight loss group, but they had a special diet and they had free fitness club membership. And the other group had the same thing, plus got paid $20 a month more if they lost 4 pounds. That was the goal. And if they didn't, they had to contribute $20 to a common fund. And at the end of the time, it was a little over, I think it was 62% of the group that was paid, that had the extra benefit of getting the $20, was still participating, as opposed to about 27% of the group without the financial incentives. Now, let me take that and tell you what's happened at the Cleveland Clinic, because it's really quite impressive. People who are over a BMI of 27 have a goal of getting to that, and if they're on their 3-year plan to get to that, they get a rebate of up to on for an individual would be up to about $1,000. So rather than $20 a month, that's closer to $80 a month. And in fact, what we found is we as a group have lost 376,000 pounds. So a very impressive ability to for people to lose weight by getting a financial incentive. I know that for 11 years, I participated in a weight loss challenge, and the first Monday of every month, we had to weigh in. Mm-hmm. And if we had to pay each of the other people an ungodly amount of money at that time. I was an intern or resident, and it was like paying my entire salary if I ever missed my weight. For the other guys, it wasn't that much money, but for me, the other guys were all businessmen. They were classmates of mine from college, and so for me, it was $50 a pound.
Oh,
so if you missed by a pound, you had to pay each of the other 10 guys.
Oh,
the $50, which would have been $500. Obviously.
Oh,
I didn't miss weight once in 11 years. My wife verified it for me. I mean, she would be verifying it. I'd step on the scale, and I'd say, "Look, I even have my watch on, and I made it." But anyway, she remembers the stories. But for this period of it was 11 guys, and we did it for I think it was 6 years. So
oh,
I
wow.
maintained the that weight, the ideal weight or less for.
Now you weren't overweight,
that
right?
Monetary incentive.
You weren't overweight, were you?
No, but I wanted to maintain this weight.
Yeah, okay.
So I wanted to maintain this ideal weight.
Didn't you tell me you haven't gained a pound in how many years? When I saw you, 17
well,
years.
Well, it's really since about 1982.
Right, 82.
I haven't really. This is the same weight I had 92. When I graduated.
That's 30 years.
What?
That's 31 years.
Yeah, this is. I'm at the exact same weight I had in 1971.
Oh, that's amazing. And your LDL, your good, what's good cholesterol, HDL, right?
Right.
You have a very high HDL, right?
That's right.
So people should listen to this man.
HDL over 100. What?
Well, people should listen to you because you live the life. I mean, you do really live the life. Wow.
That's exactly right. But anyone can live the life, and it makes you feel good. I mean, you know, I actually love exercising. I never, you know, it's a pain in the neck to get the time to exercise.
Yeah, sure it is.
During the exercise, I watch TV or I do something else, so I don't mind it. But what I really love is right afterwards, I feel so much better. So whether it is every time I travel to another city, the first thing I do is I exercise. I set aside time so that no matter what I have to do, I have to exercise for an hour first, and that resets me and makes me feel better, and especially in different time zones.
Do you exercise 7 days?
The thing on the time zone, exercising tomorrow morning, get up, look at the lights and exercise, take a walk, whatever you want to do for exercise, but do that and it'll make you feel really good.
Do you exercise 7 days a week?
Well, it depends how you define exercise, but I exercise hard 3 days a week, mm-hmm. meaning I do cardio 3 days a week, I do weights 3 days a week, and I do 10,000 steps walking
every day.
So
every
is
day,
walking yeah. count as exercise?
Sure.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Who's healthier? Who's healthier, you or Dr. Oz?
If you mean four in absolute terms, he probably is just because he's younger.
I can't imagine anybody healthier than you.
But if you look at for our age, I'm probably as healthy as he is. He does everything right, too.
Gotta be. They're very close. Kind of a sidebar story before we go to the break and our guest at 34 past the hour that I found. We just talked about the paying people to diet. A new study raises some doubts that these workplace wellness programs that companies are adopting actually raises doubts that they do save money. They tracked a major St. Louis hospital system for 2 years, and employee hospitalizations dropped dramatically by 40% overall for six major conditions targeted by the hospital's wellness program, but increased outpatient costs erased those savings. Now, this is out in the journal called Health Affairs. So, increased outpatient costs erase those savings. So, what do you make of that?
My guess is if you decrease hospitalizations and you don't save money, there's an awful lot of outpatient costs being spent. So, at least for us, we actually have saved money. We've taken the cost curve, which was rising at 9% a year, to absolutely flat, despite a 9% increase in pharmaceutical charges per usage, that is on average, and hospital and providers' costs of 6%. So we've actually decreased total utilization by about 10%. We've decreased the number of people with chronic diseases, that is type 2 diabetes, blood pressure, and asthma that aren't controlled by about 25%. So those are major changes. Decreasing the incidence of diabetes was going up at 10% a year. That is 4,000, then 4,400, then 4,800. This year it went down 2%. So I think we've made a change. We think we're saving someplace between $50 and $50 million a year. The program pays for itself. The employees who do achieve it get most of that money back in savings because they're the ones saving the money, and so they get it back in reduced premiums that no longer have to be paid.
You have an idea what a relay tip for this hour will be coming up?
I do. Five foods that give you raw food diet benefits. Five foods that give you raw food diet benefits.
It's Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. Before the end of the hour, if you'd like to pose a question, and Dr. Mike can get you the answer, it's udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. I should hear some music, I think, as we go to a break, and we go to our bottom of the hour break, and then we'll go to our guest. He's Dr. Marwan Sabah. He's the co-author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Cookbook. And we'll get you some information on how you can helpfully deal with Alzheimer's on Radio MD. Stay well.